بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. We are reading from this kitab, The Final Days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on page 60. The title of the chapter, The Highest Companionship. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was well, before the final illness commenced, he would say, إِنَّهُ لَمْ يُقْبَضْ نَبِيٌّ قَدْتُ حَتَّى يَرَى مَقَدَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ ثُمَّ يُحَيَّ أَوْ يُخَيَّرُ. Then no Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala passes away before seeing his abode in Jannah. Similarly, the hadith also more or less, that a person who recites on the day of Jumu'ah, 1,000 durood. Then before he leaves this world, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will show him his abode in Jannah. Some mention the riwayat also, the hadith, then they quote one, durood to be read. But the authentic and the sahih narration is, any durood you can read. Any durood you can read on the day of Jumu'ah, 1,000 times, before a person leaves this world, Allah Ta'ala will show him his abode in Jannah, inshallah. So no Nabi passes away before seeing his abode in Jannah. Thereafter he is given a choice to live in this world or breathe his last and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his final illness and the time for his soul to leave his body drew near and his blessed head was in my lap, that is the lap of the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, he fell unconscious. On regaining consciousness, he raised his gaze towards the roof of the house and said, Allahumma ar-rafiq al-a'la. O Allah, admit me amongst the highest companions. Hearing this, I said, in this case, he will not choose. In this case, he will not choose to remain with us. At that time, I realized that this was the meaning of the hadith, which he would narrate to us of the Nabi being shown his place in Jannah and being given a choice. She was aware of this hadith. That no Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala passes away before he sees his, until he sees the abode in Jannah. So already, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been shown, now he'll choose that. In his final moments, the blessed voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam became hoarse, and I heard him saying, مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. With those whom Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, the Siddiqeen, the pious and the pious, the martyrs and the pious, and how excellent are those as companions. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And how excellent are those as companions. I then realized that that was the moment in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been given the choice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to say these words, until he breathed his last and his blessed hand fell from his upright position. Thus the absolute final words spoken by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were his dua to be admitted among the most high companions. This is something to note. This was the last words, the final words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Surah An-Nisa, verse 69. This is in the fifth juz of Qur'an Sharif. Well, these were the last words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where he chose that I rather be with those whom Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed from amongst the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the Siddiqeen, the true ones in Iman, the martyrs and the pious. And then how excellent are those as companions. The company of the pious is so important that the very last words expressed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a dua to be amongst the pious. Right? The Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin. Salihin, the pious. Ya Allah, admit me amongst them. Despite Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam being the leader of all the pious, he made this dua to teach his ummah the importance of good company. This is the last ayat. Commonly we hear in bayans, etc., that people say the last words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was ummati, ummati. But as you can see, for this narration over here, these were the last words of Rasulullah. They could have been among the last words, where he mentioned now, as-salah, ama malakat, Aymanukum, be careful of your salah and your subordinates, those that are in your control, take care of them, take care of your salah and those that are under you. could be among the last words spoken, but this was the last words, this ayat of Quran Sharif. So emphasizing upon the ummah, the importance of good company. Just staying with good company, a person will become good. And this our Hazrat Wala always emphasizes, even for the ladies and mustawarat. The biggest challenge for us now is to get them to the ta'lim. Because the first experience, what they will say, I wasn't comfortable, they didn't welcome me, they didn't give me a warm smile, or I wasn't feeling very comfortable, or the baby was crying. So all these excuses they'll bring not to be there. But the child will throw a tantrum in checkers. She always said, I'm not going back there. She's still going there. And he still cried for the same toy. But we went back, because we have to go. But over here, they don't say, they don't make that excuse. They say, oh, the lady is looking at me. Out of sympathy, because they know what it is like, because they went through it already. So therefore, we emphasize on the ladies also. Good company, good environment for a good amount of time. Good company, good environment for a good amount of time. And they will change faster than the men. For us, it takes us time. And it takes us time to get to the 4 months also. But alhamdulillah, finally when the person gets there, that 4 months, mashallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala removes this parda and veil of darkness and dunya, then the nur of iman comes into it. The nur of iman and some commitment and some direction comes into the person's life. So for the ladies also, we got to carry on reminding them, ta'aleem, 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 ta'aleem. And then, like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also will make a tartib when he used to go for gasht. Then he would ask among Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that the certain place we were going to, which Sahabi knows his people, and he would take that Sahabi. More often he would take Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhum, he knew a lot of people. So he would take him as what we call the rehbar, the dalil, the guide. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would be the mutakallim and the speaker. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to take Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, introduce the people, this is Muhammad, this is my companion sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Listen to his message. So like this also for the masturat, they can also make a plan for the ladies for ta'lim. They're not comfortable, they're not feeling welcome, or they have a child. They make contact with some senior lady in the program, in the ta'lim, or some friend of theirs who can accompany them, assist them, help them. So in the little qurbani, the child will sit for the ta'lim, the barakat of ta'lim will come in the child. What will come into the child's heart sitting over there? As our elders always say, their hearts and their minds are like sponges. Whatever they hear, they will repeat the same thing. La ilaha illallah, they do the same thing. Hazrat says so beautifully also. The little girl, little child, 1.5, 2 years old, she has a mother wearing burqa, and the mother making namaz, how they come and stand also. Even the little boy too, is holding his hands in qiyam like his mother on his chest. He follows her. How he'll make his ruku like a lady also. And then mashallah, how they dive into sajda. And where he's looking between his legs. But how Allah Pak will be loving that little namaz of his. Then they got the small musalla also. And he also, people ask the musallas we have with the names on it. Name brand, we say avoid it. Avoid anything to put the children's name. They mustn't have the sense of, it's mine. This musalla is mine, you can't use it. This flask is mine, you can't use it. Nothing is ours. So don't put that too much into them where we put their name and everything. Yes, something because of logistics now is mixed up in the house, socks and things like that now. So we put it there, or they're going to madrasa, we put a tag there, so it doesn't get mixed up, it's fine. So when it comes to our ladies and masturat, we should encourage them. At least that once a week, go for the ta'aleem. Go for the ta'aleem, make contact with some senior person over there that they are comfortable with, who sit in the back, alright? Alhamdulillah, those that have the talab and the desire for the 1 hour ta'aleem, Haji Abdullah Habsab Rahmatullah Ali, one of our senior elders that have passed in the ummah, what dedication to the effort of da'wah, tabligh, and the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. At one time, some conditions, some halat, some masla came about, some problem. So Haji Sahib Rahimullah went into muraqabah, Ya Allah, what's the best time to make dua? What's the best time for me to make dua? Tahajjud, you all know, tahajjud, subhanallah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala comes to the nearest sky as is befitting of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala calls out, who is there to ask of me? Now I will give him what problem he has, sustenance, whatever it may be. So that is there. But then this hadith came to Haji Sahab's mind, Haji Abdullah Habib Sahab, that in the hadith sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, when the halqa of ta'alim is taking place, when a group of people sit together and they are reading Quran, or the halqa of ta'aleem, or dhikr is taking place, then the malaika throng to that gathering. They throng to that gathering in such large numbers that they make such a line or a queue right to the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we can imagine the numbers. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala boasts in front of them about those sitting in the ta'lim. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala asks them also, what are they sitting there for? Oh Allah. They're sitting, they want your pleasure. Have they seen Jahannam? No, they have seen Jannah, they haven't seen Jannah. If they see your malaika, what will they do? But they haven't seen, then to ya Allah, the Shaykh Zakariya rahimullah mentioned in Fazal Amal, that why so much of virtue just for the halqa of ta'lim, as we're sitting here right now also. So one is a malaika throng, then a special type of sakina, tranquility. Who doesn't want that tranquility? This is upon the hearts of those sitting in the ta'lim. And وَغَشِيَتْهُمْ rahma. The special mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala descends upon the people of that gathering. So ajib, how beautifully the Shaykh explains that how come the malaika, actually they come out of astonishment and amazement. That what are these people doing here? So they come and they're peeking at those sitting here, and they make their building, so to say, the tower right to the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in amazement. So the Shaykh has mentioned over there, because they can't believe it, that ya Allah, we've seen what's happening in the skies, maybe Jannat, maybe Jahannam, we saw the unseen, they haven't seen. They only saw dunya, they have so many responsibilities, they're tired, the whole day they've been working, family's waiting for them. But then too, they've taken out time to come and sit in the majlis, to come and sit in the halqa of ta'aleem, hearing about things that is under the ground above the sky, in other words, which they haven't seen. We are amazed at them. We've seen it. They haven't seen it, but then too they believe in it and they've come to sit. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in response, so to say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, O malaika, because of that, I am taking the name in front of you, and at the end of the gathering, then an announcement is made that get up in a condition, all your sins are forgiven. And not only that, Hazrat says, look at the karam and the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, whatever evil deeds you have changed the evil deeds into good deeds. Change your evil deeds into your good. Who will take counterfeit goods or counterfeit notes? Bank says, bring all your counterfeit, I will give you genuine. That will become a bigger business, counterfeit, fake. Allah says, all your bad a'mal, bring it. I will change it for you into good a'mal. This is a promise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So don't our ladies need this also once a week? To go and sit there, to get this virtue at least. Then they will bring the good air, the good wind into the house. Even for ta'aleem, what we heard today, the child will grow up going for ta'aleem. What will come into his heart? Which majlis, which ta'aleem will strike his heart? And he'll remember those days when he went for ta'aleem. Well, therefore we emphasize on the musturat on the ladies. Take out the time, go for ta'aleem. There's no excuse that child is crying. And those women in the ta'aleem also should be a bit tolerant. They know the young girl is coming, alhamdulillah. She's taking our time. She's coming with the child. She's bringing in the child. Somebody there to embrace her, to help her. Don't worry, Ben. We'll sit in the back with you. And alhamdulillah, the girls, the young mothers, they're well acquainted and educated, and they're up to date also. How to keep the child calm. They take some snacks, take some toy for the child. Child will play a little bit in the back. By Mushtaq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, subhanallah, just remember now when he was making muzakara of how to make ta'lim in the house. How to make ta'lim in the house. He says ta'lim in the house must be absolutely with love, compassion and tolerance. He says no whatsoever being hard or harsh on the children. Even they're playing and jumping. Let them play and jump. You must carry on the ta'lim. Don't ever tell them, hey, keep quiet, sit down. Hadith is being read over now. You've got no respect. Said they'll never like to make ta'lim after that. Said you carry on reading. And the one reading Allah over the children, make it a bit exciting. Play it out a bit. Sometimes it is very monotonous. The Sahaba Ikram went to the battlefield, the battle of Badr took place. Make it like a session. Which battle this is, which year it took place. The Khalid ibn Walid came into the battlefield. Abu Bakr came from there. Umar was sitting there. Play it out for the children. They remember that Abba Ami, how you made it so exciting, the ta'lim. So they'll want to sit after that. So he said, don't ever reprimand them. Ta'lim time, don't ever shout them like how we tell the parents also. Don't ever warn the children and frighten them with the ustaz. Very wrong thing to do. Before it was very common. that you're not learning, you're not doing this, we'll tell Maulana about you. He'll sort you out. I make Maulana the bad person. I tell the students, I tell your father about you. I'll talk to you nicely, your father will sort you out. Don't make me bad. I'm not a tyrant. Why you make the Ustaz look like a tyrant? We'll tell Maulana and sort you out. He'll give you six of the best. Those that remember six of the best. So, make the Ustaz bad. And then the father will tell the Ustaz, see the, what belongs to the Ustaz? The meat is yours. Bones are mine. I tell the better the other way around. I say, no such thing. Yeah, we show them love and muhabbat. Not to hit them and to beat them up to learn Quran Sharif. No, we show them love and piyar. So ta'lim time in the house by Mushtaq Sahib Rahimahullah used to say, he says, you have ta'lim in the house with compassion. Don't, as they get bigger, they begin to understand, they learn from you now how to make ta'lim. How you sitting, how you reading, right, with attention, and how you looking at the speaker. And don't make it too long. Little bit ta'lim at a time. 2 minutes, 2 minutes, slowly, slowly, then you build it up. So good environment in the house. The good company also. And for a good amount of time. So this weekly ta'lim, we should encourage our women folk, our mothers, our sisters, they go for the ta'lim. Why is it so difficult? Everything else we find easy. To go everywhere else now is very easy. To go to buy ice cream and to go for coffee, but ta'lim, we say, no, I can't make it. This now, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. They should plan beforehand, this is ta'lim. Ya Allah, we're coming for your sake, for your pleasure. And that those they need at least, alhamdulillah, they may not get it, Jummah Bayan sometime, Majlis sometime, this, that, etc. But the women, they're hardly getting. So at least now, we have these ta'lim programs in our area, to advise them to go for these ta'lim programs, and to make dua before that. Our gasht also, our Kaaba tells us, example, if tomorrow is gasht, right after Asr, we say gasht starts already the day before. Start making dua for tomorrow's gasht. That'll make it a means of hidayat. Then we adopt taqwa, take our sadqa, control your eyes even more for the day, control your tongue also, increase your zikr and your fikr. That really the noble amal of gush is going to take place. It's a means of hidayat for humanity. So the same way tomorrow ta'aleem for ladies is taking place. Ya Allah, make this ta'aleem a means of my hidayat and my children and progeny till qiyamat. So Allah Ta'ala has kept that effect in there. That one ta'aleem, what you can do for a woman, they just need, Hazrat says, good amount of time, a good company and a good environment. And let them import that into the home. Every home, this ta'aleem taking place, subhanallah, then there's no balah. Then there's no problems. Then there's no insecurity problem. Every home, mashallah, becomes like a shining star to the skies. Allah Ta'ala says, every home, my name is taking place right now. And this ta'aleem also just something Jamaat came out with. Part of the syllabus of the Pancha Amal, the five Amal. Part, you know, this comes in Quran Sharif. Our Shaykh al-Hadith, when he used to speak to the Mustawarat, Allah Fazal Rahman Sahib, the Mubarakatuh, used to quote this. Ayat both on the same page. وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Tell the Mustawarat, cling to your homes. Don't leave the house unnecessarily. And a few lines thereafter, وَذْكُرْنَا مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحُكْمَةِ. This ayat directly establishes ta'lim in the house. وَذْكُرْنَا is a command, imperative. So in Arabic now, you have a command. The words you sometimes is directed to the men and or explicitly directed to the women. Word Qurna is an Arabic word, command directed directly to the woman. That, oh you ladies, and here directive is given to the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, the wives, noble wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Word Qurna, all of you all, make mudhakara. Make mudhakara, discuss, repeat. Ma yutla fi buyutikunna, that which is being recited in your homes, min ayatillah, or the verses of Allah, wal hikmah, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make mudhakara of this fi buyutikunna, within your homes. So this is a direct injunction from Quran Sharif that the masturat, azwaj mutahara, they should do this. The ayat has been revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Now repeat these things in your home. And right now we just read the riwayat of Aisha radiallahu anha. She says, I remember this hadith. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned that no Nabi passes away before seeing his abode in Jannah. Thereafter is given a choice to live in this world or breathe his last and meet Allah Tabarak. I heard this hadith before. Now when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's voice turned hoarse and it was his last moments, and he read this ayat, مع الذين نعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. I remember the hadith. The new Nabi will be given. New Nabi passed before seeing his abode in Jannah. I understood now. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam be given a choice right now. the muzakara was taking place. Now she remembered it. This is the moment now. I heard the hadith before, here's the hadith in reality right now. The choice has been given to him right now, and he's made a choice. That I want to be with the anbiya, the shuhada, the pious ones, the siddiqeen. So masturat is very important also, that we send them for this ta'aleem to take out some time. If we can also just alter our tartib for the day also, to make it a bit easier for her to go for ta'aleem. Because I can take out the 1 hour, whether I have to be at home or take the children, let her go for the 1 hour ta'aleem. Yes, this ta'aleem, many people say, now we take them out of the house. Whereas the Quran says they must stay within the house. Yes, that's the ideal. That they can stay within the house if you or husbands are making ta'aleem at home. If we are making the ta'aleem at home and we are educating them, there is no need for them to leave the house. Because we are doing now what we should be doing, making mudhakara with them at home. But together with that also, alhamdulillah, when they meet a little bit, then they learn from one another also easier. Right? That they meet some senior apa there, don't worry about the baby, we did it before, do it like this. They teach them all the shortcuts, alhamdulillah, of taking part in the ta'aleem programs. The dua of forgiveness and mercy, together with asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to admit him amongst the most high companions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also made dua for forgiveness and mercy in his final moments. The Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that just before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, she leaned towards him while he was reclining against her chest and heard him say, Allahumma ghfirli warhamni walhiqni bil rafiqil a'la. Oh Allah, forgive me. Nabi of Allah is making dua. But all his sins are already forgiven. This is ta'aleem and educating the ummah. Allahumma ghfirli warhamni. Allah is maghfirat and rahmat. You always muhtaj in need of it. Oh Allah, forgive me. Shower your mercy upon me. Walhiqni bil rafiqil a'la. And admit me amongst the highest companions. Bukhari Sharif riwayat. Also the dua of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Tawaffani muslima walhiqni bis salihin. That Nabi of Allah also made dua. Tawaffani muslima. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, even before his demise, he's making this dua. Tawaffani muslima. Wallah, give me wafat, tawaffani. Ya Allah, give me death as a Muslim. Although in Nabi of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, making dua, ya Allah, give me moat upon Islam. Walhiqni bis sadiqeen, same dua. Walhiqni bil rafiq al a'la, he made dua. Walhiqni bis sadiqeen, and ya Allah, admit me among the pious. So you can imagine now, just staying in the company of the pious, what effect it has on a person. And then, Qiyamah's day also, we have hope that will be raised among the pious people. No matter how great a person may be, he is always in need of the forgiveness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us, shower his mercy upon us, and bless us with the company of the pious in this world and the next. Ameen. The coarse cloth. Abu Burda radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha showed us a coarse upper garment, it is a kurta, and said, in this piece of cloth, the soul of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left his body while wearing this kurta. Abu Hazrat Wala also tells us, when we in Darul Uloom, he will teach us what is the mizaj of Sharia, the temperament of Sharia. It might not be directly a sunnah, but it's closest to the sunnah. So he will tell us the entire dressing of a person, how he can make it closest to the sunnah. So he would mention about wearing even pyjamas also. He says pyjamas for a Muslim, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mostly wore lungi most of the time. Alright, and you can see here also, the last moments, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is still wearing his kurta. The Mullah Mawsila Khan Sahib rahimullah has mentioned about him also, when he was in Sakarat, and his head kept off tilting, his topi will fall off, he will catch it again. Why, he felt ashamed that the head be exposed while leaving this world. So at that time, so bashful they were. So still in kurta. So even when it comes to certain concepts of Sharia, we should see what is the most modest thing to be wearing at night also. So it was in this coarse piece of cloth, this kurta, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ruh left his body. What a great lesson of simplicity for the ummah. The king of both the worlds, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, breathed his last while dressed in such simple clothing. Age and date of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's demise. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away at midday on a Monday. Today's Monday. Midday on a Monday at the age of 63. This was the lunar calendar. but the solar calendar, lunar calendar. Therefore, it's important that as parents also we keep track of our children's date of birth. Alright, so we have there the Islamic date, and you can put there also what you call the English date. That is fine, that is there. Alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, many parents are doing this. They're putting it there. But together with that now, alhamdulillah, many parents are becoming aware that they call the Islamic date, etc. But together, so many other extras are coming with it, which is not necessary. And how much time goes with it also. Now, baby comes into the family, what a long message he'll send. Or a long video, you don't know now, where's the baby's name coming in this thing? Sometimes you see, Masati will send, baby came. Now, by the time you come to the baby's name, what are you, 2 minutes? Who got 2 minutes to see that video now? To see whose baby it is now, and how many kilos the baby was, and what time the baby was born, and the prince and princess. But we are abdun and amatun. We're not some prince or princess. We all are slaves of Allah. But already, before the child is born, they're making her a princess. Princess, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi gave her already the title. You are the queen of the women of Jannah. Now our little daughter is only one small, simple slave girl. I've got one servant of, one khadim of deen born in my home. That's our pride, we khadims. We're just servants of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One ummati, put there one mujahid is born, alhamdulillah. But now all these concepts we take out and put all these fancy things, already affects the childless thing. Al-waladu sirrun li-abi, as it says, all these quotes, that the child is the secret of the father's and parents' heart. What's in the parents' heart will come out in the child. Now the child grows up with that pride, I'm a prince or princess. Then obviously now, and the sign of Qiyamah, in Hadith of Jibreel, when Jibreel alayhi salatu salam came in the form of a human and asked Nabi alayhi salatu salam, what's the ashratu sa'a, what's the signs of Qiyamah, and tell it al-amatu rabbataha. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam said that when a woman will give birth to her mistress, that child will become the mistress at home. She'll become the boss. She'll silence the mother. She'll tell the mother what to do. She'll demand, I don't want to wear this, I want to wear that. The way it came from, before you were born already, we made you like this. The son also, not prepared to listen. Not prepared. The sign of Qiyamah, where the parents become afraid of the children. So where he started from, already from, when the mother conceived, that, oh, the child is going to come, and already what and what they're not doing. Then the videos came out, so long videos, proposal to them. Shaykh is proposed, what were long, long videos coming out, etc. We don't know really whose walima it is, when's the nikah taking place, and layani, and how much of work before that person has to make the entire, simple one notice. Nabi Ali salatu salam mentioned, a'alunun nikah, they make alan of the nikah, simple, just put one, send one, just one page there on the WhatsApp, okay, alhamdulillah, so and so. And very importantly, dear brothers, just for our own education, old people can't read all this fancy writing. Sometimes so much cursive and calligraphy, you can't even see now really what the name is over here. Simple, straightforward. Simple, straightforward, so you can understand now, okay, whose son, whose daughter, who's getting married, what's the date, etc., etc. Simple, clear, straightforward. Now they made it so complicated, nobody has the time to go through all these things over here. It's a reality. Many of us, I'm sure, will be opening it's a 2 minute video and after the baby came. Now, how long are we going to see it? And most of the time, the nasheeds in the back are haram also. If it's giving you a bit of a sway and a bit of a movement in your body, understand now, they might say, no, but this is what we call a beatbox or something, some sounds they're making with their mouth. Whatever they call that thing now. Right? But it's giving the, it's like music. Now, the child already, you bring him into the world with all this facade. All this thing now, you bring him into it. And so much of pride comes in the child. Then we're making balloons with their names and making, what they're making also? Pillows. So all life, the child sees a pillow on her bed, born on so date, certain time. It's all about me. Everything now is named. Pillow got name on it, flask got the name on it, everything got the name of the child. The child is stuck to the dunya, don't leave this world. All my things are here. All the things. Keep it simple. See Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the king, subhanAllah, Sayyidul Kawneeni wa Thaqaleen, the king of both the worlds, and of jinnat and insan. How he's passing away, no name brand. But he said, Ana Sayyidu Wuldi Adam wa la Fakhar. I am the chief and the leader of all the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and I have no pride in that. Allah Ta'ala made me the chief, Allah made me the leader. Wala fakhr, I have no pride in it. Where we can have any pride and instill this within our children. So bring them simple into this world, make it simple also. We don't have to now outdo the Joneses. Even in the hospital room, to have all a team, etc., the child is getting affected without understanding. The effect is happening on the child, then we see the child became on bala to us. Don't know what happened to this child over here. Said about the child. When our kabir were asked before, they when the tarbiyat of the child start, they say from the time the mother gets the news that she's expecting, tarbiyat starts already. Nurturing of the child already starts. The mother's Quran tilawat, her simplicity, her eating halal, etc. So many incidents we heard before. A pious couple, son grew up of age, and then he stole from one shop. Father was devastated. My son stole, how can it be? Immediately what he did? He went to the wife. He asked her, have you eaten anything haram? She says, no. When you're conceiving, when you're expecting the child, do you eat anything which was doubtful? She says, no. Think quickly. She says, yes, one day I went in the backyard, the neighbor's tree, an apple fell into our yard. So I picked it up and I ate it. So you didn't ask for permission. She says, no. Look at the effect of it. That was stealing. Our son did the same thing. How could it be we're such a pious couple, but you just slipped up that one time. See what he's done, he stole. So then we don't curse the child. Look in the mirror. We look in the mirror. As I say, we look at that person, what's wrong with him? Say, no, look in the mirror. What you did? When already the child was in the womb of the mother, what she was, as Shaykh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when his father was born and he just began to speak, he said already he knew major part of Surah Al-Baqarah. As he began to speak, he was reading Quran Sharif. How? Because his mother should read so much of Quran. So that it affects the womb of the child, the womb of the mother, what we speak, the child can hear within the womb also affects the child. So this is very important. Now when they're coming now, then we're bringing all the other bid'at and all the innovations that we've got to do it like this and do it like that. All is affecting the child when he comes into this world. Keep it simple, the child will grow up like a wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He won't be deprived in any way, inshallah. So it was at midday, on a Monday, at the age of 63. There are different views regarding the exact date of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst which is the view that he passed away on the 12th of Rabiul Awal. However, the preferred view, according to many distinguished ulama of hadith and seerah, that is the history of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away on the 2nd of Rabiul Awal, not the 12th, the 2nd of Rabiul Awal. This is from Bukhari Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. And to bring the simplicity into our lives, into our weddings, into our nikahs, our walimas, childbirth, etc. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to the amanat we have of these children, that we want them to have a life like this, like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and to pass away like this also. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.